racing, sailed a Sky, had got an awkward start over there, had almost tripped, and the rider was lucky to stay on. Right there in the early stages, Can't Catch Me has gone to show off the lead and goes clear by about a length from in second, Spy Story. Then Bay Empire third, Pink Sleeves on the inside, Zip Code is just being nudged on to the bridle by Chad Little. Dundayaki is behind that one. Towards the outside, Six of All in Stripes is three out, and on the inside is Michael Faraday, and two lengths away to Sail the Sky, who's got eight lengths to make up. Zip Code looks like it's under pressure there, the orange colours as they turn for home. And out in front is Can't Catch Me, leads the way from in second, Spy Story. Zip Code on the inside now gets up to them, and then came Bay Empire stalking them just behind the leading line. Dondayaki further back. Spy Story now took over the lead from in second. On the outside is Can't Catch Me, Bay Empire stand side, Pink Sleeves. Then came Zip Code further back. Michael Faraday in behind those at Spy Story in front. Bay Empire on the outside is wearing them down strongly, and Bay Empire now took over the lead, goes a length and a half clear of Spy Story and Zip Code, and Bay Empire's won it. Second, Spy Story, Zip Code third, and fourth placing will go to Can't Catch Me, then Six of All, Dundayaki, Sail the Sky, and Michael Faraday. Bay Empire, the winner, number five. Cabello Mazzignani and the Tony Peter stable for Mr. Jamal Ferrin, the Swiss Guard Racing Syndicates. Second to seven, Spy Story, Zip Code was third, and fourth place to number eight, Can't Catch Me. 5, 7, 1, and 8 is the provisional race results. Bay Empire on the stand side in the pink sleeves and the yellow and pink striped cap. Those colours have been in the winner's enclosure on many occasions. Bay Empire now gone for two in a row. Is on the outside. 5, 7, 1, 8 is the provisional result for race number nine. There's a nice slow-mo shot of them crossing the line. Bay Empire, the 5, El Son of Fire, out of an Ideal World Mare, Lunar Child. 3 wins from 23 starts, bred by Volker Bostrup and Maritz Fontaine. That's all from Turfantine. I'll be signing off, thanks to Nico, who shared the duties with me, and we'll be back at Fairview on Monday. I'll see you from the Fairview Race Course on Monday. Enjoy tomorrow's racing at Hollywood Bet Scottsville.